Are natural disasters sometimes judgments from God, even signs from God with a message? If so, what's the message? And how can we tell if they're judgments? And if they're judgments, are they fair?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, it's only fair to ask what's happening when there is some type of terrible natural disaster, as has happened in Japan and has happened many times through the centuries. Is God speaking through these natural disasters? And in particular, are they signs of judgment? The tsunami, earthquake, the terrible loss of life, and God only knows what's still to come with, in terms of loss of life, the radioactivity, the other massive problems in Japan right now, and potentially implications for other parts of the world. God knows the full loss of life. Is there any sense that this is divine judgment or divine wake-up call? Or is it blasphemous to speak that way, or at the least contrary to the nature of God? Michael Brown, thank you for joining us today on The Line of Fire, where every day we seek to be a voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity. You know, if we were reading the Bible might tell us exactly what happened. If the Bible was being written today, is how I should say this, the Bible was being written by inspired prophets today, and the event happened in Japan, we might have had prior prophetic warnings. We might have had warnings that God was going to do this. We might have seen this tied to specific sin, or it may not have even been mentioned as having anything to do with divine activity in terms of judgment. But I want to get your take. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. First, the broader question. Does God send judgment sometimes through natural disasters? Does God sometimes, I'm talking about in our day, I'm not talking about just in biblical days, but since Jesus died and rose from the dead, and let's say post-New Testament time, so after the time of writing Scripture, does God use earthquakes, hurricanes, lightning strikes, other natural disasters as divine judgment today? If so, how do we know it's judgment? If so, are the judgments fair? I mean, why is it that certain people are affected and other people not affected? Or is it just totally natural? There's nothing spiritual to learn from it? Or are we painting a really ugly picture of God? I mean, what kind of God sends judgments? What kind of God sends, you know, earthquakes and kills men, women, and children for what? What's the lesson? What kind of God is it? Is that God the same as the God of the New Testament revealed to us in the person of Jesus? Or, on the other hand, have we gotten so far from the concept of a God of judgment? Have we gotten so far from the concept of the penalty of sin and the universal judgment for sin that we recoil at things that would be biblical truths? Let's start here. Does God sometimes send earthquakes, hurricanes, natural disasters? Are these sometimes divine judgments? Or is that a very wrong way of thinking about God? 866-34-TRUTH, or to get involved in the discussion already taking place, as it does most every day on our Facebook page, just join us at Ask Dr. Brown. So if you're on Facebook, go to Ask Dr. Brown and join in the discussion there. I've got some very specific thoughts on this as well today, and I've even read specific claims that this has to do, the judgment, the disaster, excuse me, in Japan, is actually a divine judgment on Japan because of years and years of Japan being anti-Israel. Anti-Israel, and people, old women and old men and children are dying in Japan because Japan being allegedly anti-Israel. And someone said, oh, yeah, there's a whole pattern of these things. So we're going to talk about it. Is it judgment? If so, how do we know when judgment's coming? Must there be prophetic warnings first? 866-34-TRUTH. And some amazing new charges coming against yours truly. I'll share them with you later in the show. Whole lot to come today.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I am going to get to as many phone calls as I can today to hear from you, your views, your thoughts on whether natural disasters can be judgments from God. Sometimes, always, how do we know? I mean, we know looking at Scripture, I'm looking at Revelation, the sixth chapter, and it talks about the wrath of God being poured out and just, I mean, the whole earth shaking. And Leviticus 18 talking about certain sins that the land vomits out its inhabitants. And Psalm 7, God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day. And Isaiah 29:6, the Lord Almighty will come with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with windstorm and tempest and flames of a devouring fire. On and on in Scripture, but does that give us the right to say that any particular natural disaster is a judgment from God? If so, how do we know? 866-34-TRUTH. If you're unable to get through on the phone lines and you're able to go online, ask Dr. Brown. Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook or askdrbrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire, where we also have a lot of relevant resources for you. All right, I'm going to hear from as many of you as possible and then weigh in with my thoughts. Gail in Boston, nice to hear from you today. What are your thoughts on this very serious subject?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Brown. First of all, I know a little bit about plate tectonics, and I know how it operated, and I know what happens in Japan and the way the city was structured on rollers. You notice that when they show the footage, that the buildings are rolling back and forth and they're not falling down. That's because of the architectural design of that. But I am a Christian. I want to let you know that I am definitely a Christian. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really hard to pinpoint whether it's God's judgment. There are some tsunamis that I have seen, and I've looked at my husband and say that the Lord is really angry. But in the case of Japan, I think where it is located on the Pacific Ring of Fire, it's what happens. The Earth, I think it's responding to global warming in part. And I also believe that, you know, the way the nuclear reactors were built, they weren't built, you know, to withstand an earthquake of 9.0 on the Richter scale.
Got it. And some might just question, knowing that this is on a great geographic fault, why not build more carefully? Hey, Gail, thank you for weighing in. I appreciate it. So Gail says, yes, there can be divine judgment in some natural disaster. She doesn't see it in this particular case. Alice in Houston, thanks for calling the Line of Fire today.
Yes, I from what I've heard, your question, I believe that God is trying to wake us up and, you know, to get our attention, because in the New Testament, you know, that's just signs of the ending times, where, you know, he says that he's going to send famine and natural disasters. So to me, and God, it works. Only God can make a tsunami. You know, only God, I mean, God is a creator, so it kind of stems from him, you know.
And I All right, so when you're thinking something as massive as a tsunami doesn't just happen through natural causes, somehow God, one way or another, is behind that, and it's a wake-up call of some kind.
Yes, I believe that, and you know how his ways are higher than our ways, and we won't, I mean, there's questions going to arise, like, you know, what about the innocent? And I can't answer that, and I know, you know, we won't be able to answer all the questions, but I honestly believe that, you know, that is a you know, a warning sign. And I believe, you know, God, again, Romans, where all things work together for the good of those who love him. And I believe that, you know, like in the 9-1-1, you know, out of tragedy, you know, that's where the good things emerge.
Right. You know, so God, together. Right. God can bring good out of great tragedy. Hey, Alice, thank you for weighing in. I appreciate that. Let us go to Sandy in New York City. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. In reference to that question, I think it's more God's mercy on man, because the Bible does say, fear not the man who can kill the body and not the soul. So even though people are perishing, but souls are being saved, because when you see these things going on, you realize that you're not in control of your life. Man is not in control. of our life, that there is a God. So this is an opportunity for people to turn to God and to see him and to see his glory and stop serving these idols and these smaller gods that promise us nothing but death. I think it's more God's mercy and grace on us, because God promised us life if we believe in him, we believe in the Son of God.
All right. Hey, Sandy, thank you for weighing in clearly. I appreciate that. 866-34-TRUTH. And by the way, I want to hear from as many of you as possible, so I'm going to get to as many calls as possible through the program today, and then I'll be weighing in with my thoughts at different parts of the program, and then pointing you some resources where we lay out our thinking more fully. There's no question that God is almighty and that God can work through everything that happens and does have a purpose in the midst of chaos in the world. God continues to work out his purposes. But could we look someone in the eye in Japan and say, this is divine judgment? If so, divine judgment for what? So just questions we want to ask as we are considering these things. Chad in Houston, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi. First thing I'd like to say is the last two callers, I believe they had it spot on. Secondly, whether this was a judgment from God or not, I don't know. I believe the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament is the same God. I don't believe that you can distinguish between the two. So I certainly believe that there are many, many examples where God has used natural disasters, for his greater good and his purpose. But I don't know if that's the question that we should be asking. The Bible tells us that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I don't believe that it's our place to, in a situation like this, to say that, you know, this is divine judgment on you. I think that as Christians, what we should be asking is, how can this bring glory to God? What can we do in this circumstance to push the message of Christ, and you know, how can we bring glory to God out of this? I think that as Christians, we should be focusing on that more rather than trying to point the finger and say, these are things that you've been doing wrong, you know, and this is a direct judgment from God, you know, because just like the Bible tells us, pluck the log out of your own eye before you go to worrying about your neighbors.
Got it. So you've got a redemptive and practical and wise spiritual approach to it. Hey, Chad, thank you for weighing in. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Carlton in Staten Island. Nice to hear from you today. All right, we won't go to Carlton. Hopefully there's not an earthquake in Staten Island that in Carlton's home there. The last thing I mean is to make light of suffering and earthquakes. That was simply a question as to what happened to Carlton and his phone. Okay, Palmer on Long Island, thanks for calling. Where on Long Island, man?
Bayshore.
Bayshore. Oh, okay, I guess our screener there didn't realize how big Long Island is. Yeah, what's your take on this, sir?
Yes, it would be. I believe it's presumptuous to say that such an event, a specific event today, is the judgment of God. However, it could fit a pattern because Japan has turned its back on God in many ways. But particularly in the United States, we are under the judgment of God, which is clear from Scripture, Romans 1, as they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to homosexuality. Also, Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. So judgment is coming on all nations, and we as Americans are clearly under the judgment of God already, as evidenced by the widespread homosexuality.
All right. Hey, Palmer, I appreciate you weighing in. Thank you, sir, for the call. A reminder that everybody's going to come under judgment if we turn away from God. A reminder to look at this as a wake-up call for ourselves as well. Friends, before I debated Professor Bart Ehrman last year at Ohio State University, I poured into the subject of the problem of suffering, the Bible, and the problem of suffering. How do we respond to these things from a biblical viewpoint? We want to let you know how to get hold of the two-hour debate on DVD and some other resources of value. Stay tuned. We'll get back with lots more calls on the other side of the break.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are talking today about natural disasters and the question of divine judgment. Does God send these natural disasters, tsunami, earthquake in Japan? If so, how do we know it's a judgment from God? If so, what's the message of it? If so, is it fair? There is an article came out last week, posted on CNN Belief blog by Eric Maripati, commenting on this poll. Few Americans believe natural disasters are signs from God. A new survey conducted on the heels of Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami finds that few Americans think natural disasters are signs from God, and that even fewer believe God punishes nations for the sins of its citizens. But the same poll in the article Christian Post said that evangelicals, more than any other group, tend to believe that natural disasters are signs from God. One thing, friends, we need to do that's really important is think as if this was our own family. Think as if these were friends or people that we knew, because it's easy for us to speak in the abstract about something being judgment, but we have to be able to work that out in such a way that we're thinking about our own family, our own friends, people close to us that could be suffering in the horrific ways that the Japanese are suffering, before we are so quick to pronounce something a judgment from God. So if you're saying that, I hope you're saying it with that sobriety. Lamont in Houston, what's your take on this, sir? Well, once again, we get a busy signal take. 866-34-TRUTH. Hey, friends, if we ask a question like this, it means that the phone lines will be lit up. So if you're able to hold, that's great, because we'll get to as many as possible. Remember, if you're unable but you'd like to weigh in, go to askdrbrown.org and just click on the line of fire. Miguel in Arlington, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, I just saw Arlington, and I had to decide whether it was Arlington, Virginia or Texas. Thanks for calling,
Virginia.
Sir. All right. What's your take?
Well, I think, I will say I know for sure that we have a righteous and good God, and that those things that are happening, it's somebody who is in trouble that he knows that his time is running out, and he's just like a lion trying to devour everybody, because Jesus says he came to save the soul, not to lose them. And we know what he did to Job. He destroyed everything Job had, and even his children killed. That was the devil himself. And he's doing all of these things because he is powerful, but the Lord is more powerful.
All right, and so to make sure I understand, Miguel, you see this then as the devil working to destroy people?
Yes. He's going to keep on doing it.
All right, thank you for weighing in. Another take that some would hold to, a possibility that I had not listed at the outset, but one that some would hold to, that this is the work of the devil. He's the destroyer, and he has access to natural forces at certain times, either with divine permission or under certain circumstances, and this is the work of the devil. John in Lovesby, Massachusetts, thanks for calling the line of fire.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is John from Lovesby, Maryland.
Okay, go ahead.
What I see is whenever Jesus in Matthew 24 talked about earthquakes and pestilences in diverse places, and he didn't talk about them being a judgment. He just said this is the beginning of sorrows. And what I see is these earthquakes and pestilences are happening in a greater amounts and greater intensity. I just think it's a greater signs that we're rapidly coming towards the second coming of Christ.
All right, so these are signs of the times, not a specific judgment on Japan. We shouldn't be thinking in those terms, but signs of the times that things are crumbling, shaking, as Jesus said would happen.
Exactly.
So
many of his message was always be ready, be ready. So these are just greater signs happening more often in greater intensity for people to get ready for his second coming.
Got it. All right, thank you, John, for weighing in. Tom in Boston, what's your take, sir?
Hey, Dr. Brown, thank you for taking my call. I think that I'm pretty much going to concur with some of your thoughts after the break there, where you said, you know, whether it's a divine judgment or not, that perhaps maybe the greater question would be, what is our response as people who claim to be Christians to the people who are suffering now? And, you know, it could well be that God is using earthquakes and these things in diverse places, as said in the Bible. Sometimes he did that in the Old Testament as a way of waking people up. But I think that we have a great opportunity as Christians and people that call themselves Christians to respond in a positive way to maybe help those people. As you say, what if it were somebody in our own family? And so I guess that would be my thoughts with that. And I think that, you know, I concur pretty much with what you said after the break.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Remember, we've got a two-hour debate where I get into the subject of the problem of suffering with Bart Ehrman. And I remember after the Haiti earthquake, my wife Nancy and I were discussing these things, and she said, you don't get it still. You don't feel the weight of the suffering what the people are going through. She just has this ability to empathize very deeply. Probably hardly a day goes by in her life where she doesn't weep over someone suffering. I mean that without hyper-exaggeration. And we talked through. I remember she emailed me and said, just think of it in these terms. Family members crushed, half the church, the congregation wiped out, and on and on. It does make you think. It does make you think twice before you speak. Some questions I would ask, some specific questions I would ask are these. Are there prophetic warnings telling people what is coming? Is there a specific association with a specific event and specific sin? In other words, can I trace this thing that is happening to a particular sin somewhere in a tangible way? If not, the larger question, how can judgment be fair? Or are we looking at things through much more human terms than we should be? In other words, in the Bible, when God brought judgment, lots of people were affected, and certainly not every single individual affected was guilty of specific sin. Larger question, how does this tie in with the end of the age? Are these signs that the end of the age is getting closer? Are these signs simply that the earth is fragile? Is this purely natural, and we've got no business even speculating? These are the types of questions that we need to think through. Again, at the end of this hour, I will be giving my thoughts on this. Again, our friends listening on WAVA-FM, remember that you can hear the entire show from 6 to 7 on 780 AM. And everyone listening in Maryland, please go to AskDrBrown.org, click on the Line of Fire. There's a very important bill, HD 235, you need to be aware about. Please check it out.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Judgments from God. Does God send judgment today? Well, we know very clearly, according to the scripture, there will be wrath, there will be judgment on the earth at the end of the age. There will be a time of standing before God and being judged. It's interesting that the world seems very, very interested in books that say there is no hell, there is no judgment. Kind of curious, isn't that? But does that give us any right to speculate about things happening in the world now? A terrible disaster in Japan. Should we be at? Is it wise for us to ask, God, what are you saying through this? Is there something you're trying to say through this? Is it blasphemous towards God and ugly towards people to attribute this to him as if he's just murderously wiping people out? Or would we be foolish to have something of this magnitude happen without asking questions? So, are these things judgments from God? Dare we even ask the question? 866-34-TRUTH. Online, our Facebook community, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown. David in St. Mary's City, Maryland, thanks for calling the Line of Fire. We have lost David. I wanted to get him on the line because he was upset that we were even discussing this issue, even talking about the issue. I would say, that we can be guilty of talking about this issue in a trivializing way, talking about this issue in a way that trivializes human suffering, talking about this issue in a way as if, well, you know, just God brings judgment. Yeah, it happens to some people. Hang on, we're talking about a lot of human beings. We're talking about a lot of suffering. We're talking about a lot of pain. We're talking about a lot of upheaval. Is it judgment because of idolatry? Is it judgment, as some have alleged, because the very day of the tsunami, Japan made a very, very harsh Israel pronouncement and for years has been pouring money into the Palestinian Authority and so on, and this is judgment? You say, come on. So elderly Japanese and Japanese babies are dying because of something the government said and did that they don't even know about? Fair questions to ask, aren't they? At least we need to ask. 866-34-TRUTH. Carlton in Staten Island, what's your take? Whoa, we've lost Carlton as well. Jose in Miami, what's your take on this, sir? Hello? We've lost Jose. Whoa, check that out. Let's try Rose in Brooklyn. Thank you for calling the Line of Fire.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air, and you have the same name as my mom.
Okay, thank you. That's a compliment. Rose is a beautiful name. I believe that I'm a spiritual person. I'm a Christian, born again Christian. I'm reading from Matthew 24, verse 5. And it says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end shall not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine, and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. Mm-hmm. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. So we are in the beginning of sorrows, not judgment. Because the judgment in Revelation is way terrible more than this. It's going to be the great tribulation. It's going to be, I don't know, bloodbath upon bloodbath. We're not in judgment yet. We are in the beginning of sorrows. That's what the Bible says.
All right. Hey, Rose, thank you for weighing in with the passage from Matthew 24. I appreciate that. Others, I'm sure, would say, no, Matthew 24 is just talking about a past event, not future events. Oh, another subject to discuss one day on the Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH. Just have a line or two have just opened up. We'll be back with your calls, comments. Judgment from God or not?
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, with all my heart, I believe that there will be a moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution in America. I believe that in the midst of things being shaken in our society and in the nations, I mean, if you heard what's happening in England with the anarchy there and riots and protests and on, things are shaking. Where we stand exactly and God's calendar, God knows. And as I've said for many years, if you're going to keep a prophetic calendar, you probably want to do so in pencil. But there's no question we're in a season of real intense shaking. It's a season that causes us to ask many questions. Today we're asking, does God sometimes use natural disasters to bring divine judgments? If so, what can we say about the tsunami and earthquake in Japan? Or is it ugly to even speculate about whether this is judgment? 866 1-800-273-4TRUTH. Again, before the broadcast is over, I will share my thoughts with you. We've got some resources that can really help you with these things. 1-800-278-9978 is the number to order some of these resources that would be of great help to you. And online, askdrbrown.org, click on the line of fire. Okay, back to the phones. Anne in Houston, thanks for calling the line of fire.
Hi there. This is Anne. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I happen to agree with you that God does use natural disasters to wake people up, because remember the Titanic? They said no one can sink this ship, not even God. And God said, okay, little earth people, the ship's going down. He wasn't angry, but you cannot mock God because he is all-powerful, everlasting. And I also believe that we need to reach out in compassion and in the love of Christ to the Japanese people. We can't condemn anyone. We're not God. Thank God. You know, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians tells us that we, who truly, truly believe, are not saved for the wrath to come. And as a believer, we need to try to catch as many people from the line of Satan's fire for salvation in the eternal kingdom of God. So he tells us, you know, when you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, then shall the end be. So the scripture gives us a total outline of all the events that are going to be happening, that the earth and everything in it and on it and underneath it is shaking, because God is a God of compassion, and he is not willing that any should perish but all come to repentance. And that means all people on the globe. And, you know, whether they're on the other side of the earth or whatever, we have been so blessed in this nation to be able to have radio, television, and everything preaching at us constantly. And now it's time to not sit there anymore, but to reach out before the Lord's imminent return. And he said in the end times, people will be lovers of self, haters of God, baby killers, murderers, homosexuals, and all kinds of
things. I just want to jump in. That's all right. I'm just trying to get to as many folks as I can, but thank you for weighing in clearly, Anne. I do appreciate that. 866-34-TRUTH. There are some days where we can have more extended discussion. Today, I'm just trying to hear from as many of you as possible. By the way, we just had a caller from Brooklyn. Before I get back to Brooklyn, I am planning to be in the greater New York area between April 2nd and April 10th. And speaking on Long Island in some congregations, and speaking the 9th and 10th, I believe, at Bishop Joe Matera's church, a Saturday night rally for young people, and then Sunday morning services. And we'll be touching on issues related to my new book as well, and related to moral and cultural revolution. We'll have all that info online for you. And we plan to be talking with our friends a lot in the greater WMCA area as well. That being said, let me go to Brooklyn. Ceslin in Brooklyn, what's your take?
Yes, I am thinking of, for the sake of time, Jesus is calling all of us to repentance. Reading from Luke 13, 1-3, when they said to him, when they told Jesus, oh, Herod mingled the blood of the Galileans. In other words, they sacrificed them. And Jesus said to them, I tell you, they were not more wicked than any other, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And I think the Lord is speaking to the world, all of us, Christians and non-Christians alike.
Yes, thank you for a very clear word. Rather than us pointing fingers at others, we all have to take stock and turn and repent. Thank you for reading that scripture. Thank you for being very clear. Karen in the Bronx, thanks for calling the line of fire.
Yeah, so am I on?
Oh, you are on. All of New York and the nation is listening to you.
Okay. Our priority toward Japan should be humanitarian, but we're looking at God, and we're not looking at ourselves. The Lord, you know, we have violated the first commandment, which is dominion over the earth. And as an example of Adam and Eve, before they fell, they coexist with the earth. They tilled the ground. And we know that the scriptures say that the foundation of the earth is good, and the earth will vomit us out because of our sins. We have raped the earth. We have an onslaught against the earth. And when we have the onslaught against the earth, we have an onslaught against the earth's creator, which is God. Because it says the foundation of the earth is good. And who is good but God?
right, so God laid out everything beautifully. We have sinned against God and against the earth, and these things are repercussions of our sin, and our focus then should be humanitarian towards Japanese. Thank you for weighing in. I appreciate that. Brenda in Angleton, Texas, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, hello. I am looking. I do not believe that this is the wrath of God. God is love. I do believe there is a heaven and a hell, but he sent his son, Jesus Christ. This is in John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The judge, he is already, Jesus died for all the sins of the world. There's only one sin that will send people to hell, and that is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That is rejecting the only one who could save us from our sins, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So this that is happening is not the wrath of God. The goodness of God that leads men to repentance.
All right, you bring up a very important perspective, Brenda, and you quote Scripture to support that. So let me ask one question. Do you believe that God ever brings judgment in this current age before final hell? That he ever actively brings judgment on sin in this current age?
Sin has already been judged. It says that we were condemned already. Jesus
right.
said that he came.
No, I understand that. But do you ever I'm just asking your perspective. I agree with
God's
your...
angry right now. I don't think God's mad at us right now. I don't even think God's in a bad mood. I think all of the judgment was passed on Jesus on the cross. He died for every one of our sins, past, present, and future. Now is the time.
Okay, so when Jesus warned his people in Jerusalem that wrath was going to come on them for rejecting him and that the city would be destroyed, he warned about that. Or where it talks about Herod and because he wouldn't glorify the Lord, an angel of the Lord came and smote him. Or Jesus in the book of Revelation telling the church in Thyatira if it didn't repent that he would cast her children on a bed of suffering. I'm just wondering what you do with verses like that.
Well, I just believe that it's going to come to pass, that there will be, when you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord, the wrath of God is still on you because of the fact you haven't received from him.
Okay.
But it's not that he's wiping, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
People are under wrath because of their sin and because of rejecting Jesus as opposed to God taking further action. Hey, I wish I could talk more. Maybe we can get into this further conversation, Brenda. I appreciate it. I am just trying to do my best to be respectful of the many of you that want to weigh in. So for those that would like to get into more extended conversation, we'll have other days when we discuss these issues, God's goodness, God's wrath, judgment today. We'll continue to get into that. Today I want to get to as many callers as possible. 866-34-TRUTH. I apologize. I am fighting off a cold today, fighting it off nobly. For the record, but every so often there is a slight hitch in my voice. Jean or Jean in Liberty, Texas? I guess it's Jean. Take on this, Jean.
The Old Testament is really important for us to understand what's going on even now in this age. God judges nations who are godless. The nations who do not bow their knee to him and look at the cataclysmic situations in these nations and check out their belief system. What are they worshiping? They are worshiping Middle East religions. They worship their relatives and so forth and so on. Now, as far as little babies dying, as my understanding in the Old Testament, they died, but they had an opportunity to go to heaven. If they had grown up in what their parents were leading them into, they had no hope of heaven. That's what I think. Plus, everybody's aligning themselves, including our president, against Israel. And all these nations are surrounding Israel. We have to take into account several things going on here. We are
all right. Hey, Gene, I apologize. I have a break coming up. But thank you for weighing in with your views there. Yet another perspective. 866-34-TRUTH. We come back. I'm going to take a couple more calls. Give you my perspective, and then I just got to give you some other updates of real interest. Stay with us.
God of light, hear our cry. Send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My apologies, friends, to all of you trying unsuccessfully to get through with your comments. 866-34-TRUTH. We will take a few more calls on the question of natural disasters and divine judgment. I would encourage you, though, to go to my website, askdrbrown.org, and click on the Line of Fire where you can get into a discussion. There's not time limit parameters. So when you have a chance, log on there and add your comments. Check out the resources that are listed there as well. All right, I'm going to give you some of my thoughts in a moment, but let me get to a few more calls. Let's see, starting with Alex in New York City. If you could be as straight to the point as possible, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I believe briefly Europe fell, you know, for the rejection of Christ. Their economy fell apart this year. India, Pakistan, they had floods, earthquakes. China had earthquakes. These are, you know, what the scripture is talking about, Revelation, the rejection of God. It's just all falling into, you know, volcanoes.
All right, so the earth in that sense is all kinds of these terrible things are happening because of the large-scale rejection of God by nations, by people, by cultures. And I imagine you think it's only going to intensify in the coming days.
Yes, especially with Israel, you know, attacks. I think it will get worse with the Middle East just breaking down.
Got it. All right. Hey, Alex, thank you for weighing in concisely. I appreciate that. Belinda in Houston, Texas, what's your take?
Yes, I don't think that we should give our opinion. I think it's very unwise because Job's friend had said that he had to do something wrong for the stuff to happen to Job. And when the disciples of Jesus asked, you know, why did these men die when the tower fell on them, they just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And for us to speak for God and saying that's God's judgment on Japan, I think that's wrong.
Got it. Hey, Belinda, I'm in the midst of working on a commentary on the book of Job, and I take that thought from you very, very seriously. Thank you for weighing in. I appreciate it. Let me grab one more call. Gideon in Hardin, Texas, what's your take?
I think it's an academic exercise that you're doing here, and it may be interesting, but it's not productive. We can't even begin to approach the mind of God. He gave us a commission, and that is to go out in the world and spread the good news. And that should be our aim, is to try to help people and to get them in the right direction, but to try to determine whether or not these things are consequences of sin or judgment. We can't know that. All we can do is speculate, and you may turn people off from God if you're not careful. So that's my take on it.
All right. Hey, keep listening, all right, Gideon? I believe in getting people to think here on the Line of Fire. And if I can get you thinking about spiritual things, it is productive. Because as you see from all these calls, people are talking about these issues. People are thinking about these issues. People do have opinions. Are we scripturally right? Should we offer these opinions? How should we approach things? If I got on here with baseless comments and just engaged in academic speculating, no, that has no purpose. That has no purpose. However, to talk through an issue and to hear what different people have to say and then to weigh that scripturally has great value. And shouldn't we understand what's happening in the earth? Shouldn't we know? What if this was divine judgment? Is there a message in it? Something of this level happens. What should we be thinking? I'm engaged in reaching out with the good news and raising up missionaries and sending them out and doing personal evangelism pretty much day and night. Pretty much day and night. It's not either or to me. And if you listen to the show, you'll understand my goal is always, always what can come out of this practically. Let me give you some reflections. I won't be able to take any more calls for those holding, but thank you for trying to weigh in today. Number one, there's no question that God does judge, and he judges in the earth, even in these days, meaning that once Jesus died on the cross, it did not stop judgment from coming in the world. And it also says in the book of Isaiah 26, the second half of verse 9, when your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. So yes, judgment does happen. And when it happens often on a wide scale and hurts what would look like the innocent too. However, we must be very careful with making pronouncements, because we're talking about human lives and we're talking about the reputation of God. We must be very careful with making pronouncements. God sent that hurricane. God sent that earthquake. As our last caller suggested, it could turn people away from God, as I have in my notes here. And the key thing is to look for prophetic warnings first. If there are clear prophetic warnings saying to people, to a nation, to a king, to a leader, if you go in this direction, there'll be consequences. And then the judgment comes. It serves as much more of a wake-up call. But without the warnings, for sure, disasters remind us of the fragility of our world. Our world is very fragile. The human race is very fragile. It reminds us that everything will be shaken. And it reminds us that ultimately we all have sin and we all need mercy. And we need to look to God for mercy. These things then can at the least be a wake-up call to turn us towards God and to recognize how everything will be shaken. Again, resources of value that will really be of help to you. Give us a call at 1-800-278-9978. We have some resources specially put together to tie in with today's show. That's 1-800-278-9978 or on our website, AskDrBrown.org. Just a quick update. After I spent a few days out on the speaking tour for our book, my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, there is an article posted on Truth Wins Out. That's the one thing I agree with in the entire article, that truth will win out. This is a gay activist website that fights the idea that people can ever change from homosexuality. And the author, written by, I think it's a Jewish atheist, anti-gay author wants attention. So that's it's a very sad sob story. It goes on and let's just see what let me tell you all a little something about Michael Brown, because he'll very likely show up in the comments section to this piece. So starved for attention is he? Sorry, that won't happen, Evan, but we'll talk about it on the radio. He's absolutely bizarrely obsessed with dialoguing with gay people, but he is not a good egg. And then the gentleman who runs this website, Wayne Basin, who I talk about in my book, we've invited him on the radio. He's unable to come on at this point. Wayne says this about me: Michael Brown is a pompous egomaniac and a long-winded stage horse. I've met him. What a self-righteous bore. The biggest flaw, Wayne says, in Michael Brown is that he thinks he's the smartest person in the room. He confuses inane circular reasoning for running intellectual circles around people. Sad, really. But what seems to be getting these folks' attention is that the book is selling well on Amazon.com and getting well reviewed. So a lot of you folks are out there buying it. No, Wayne, we are not buying the book ourselves. We publish the book and sell it to Amazon. But I encourage you, if you have not yet gone there, you are making an impact even by ordering the book. And then once you have it, posting a review, go to Amazon.com, read the reviews, find out why people are talking about A Queer Thing Happened to America. Order your copy today. That's on Amazon.com. If you have the book, post a review once you're able to read it. And let us pray for Wayne and Evan. Will you do that? Pray for Wayne and Evan, Jewish, homosexual, atheists. Let's pray for the mercy and goodness of God to flood their lives. Are natural disasters sometimes judgments from God, even signs from God with a message? If so, what's the message? And how can we tell if they're judgments? And if they're judgments, are they fair?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are asking some probing and difficult questions today on The Line of Fire, because they deal with human lives, they deal with human suffering, they deal with the reputation of God. So our questions, when we see something like the tsunami and earthquake in Japan, when we see the terrible suffering taking place there, is this a wake-up call from God? Is this a judgment from God? Does God work through natural disasters? Does God sometimes send natural disasters so as to wake people up? Is this a prophetic warning from God, or is that ugly to speculate that this suffering is somehow God bringing judgment? Does God not do these kinds of things? Does it come from the devil? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Michael Brown, seeking by God's grace every day to be a voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity in the midst of a society often in chaos and a church often in compromise. Are you part of our Facebook community? If you're on Facebook, then go join us at Ask Dr. Brown. That's Ask Dr. Brown. You just like us. You become part of that ministry page there, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook, and you can weigh in there. We always have lively discussion about many of the questions that we ask online. An article came out last week. There was a poll released, and the headline in CNN's belief blog said this: few Americans believe natural disasters are signs from God. A new survey conducted on the heels of Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami finds that few Americans think natural disasters are signs from God, and that even fewer believe God punishes nations for the sins of its citizens, as some suggested after the Japanese disaster. Fewer than 4 in 10 Americans, 38%, believe that earthquakes, floods, and other natural disasters are a sign from God, while roughly 3 in 10 believe that God sometimes punishes nations for the sins of some citizens, according to the survey. But interestingly, an article on Christian Post pointed out that out of those surveyed, the evangelicals blame natural disasters or look at natural disasters as signs from God more than the rest of the population. According to the poll, 67% of evangelicals believe natural disasters are evidence of what the Bible calls the end times, compared to 58% of all respondents who see it as evidence of global climate change. The poll also finds that 53% of white evangelicals believe that God punishes nations for the sins of its citizens. So we want to talk about this very carefully because these are precious human lives involved. This is not just some abstract thing of a mountain exploding and no one being hurt. We're talking about tens of thousands of lives being lost or damaged for this life. Are these natural disasters judgments from God? Does God use natural disasters from judgment as judgment? Is that a wrong way of looking at God? Is this a wake-up call? If there's not a prophetic warning, can we call it a wake-up call? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do my best to get to as many callers as possible. So all of you that are on hold already, think through what you'd like to say. Think through how you'd like to weigh in, and I will get to as many calls as possible in this hour on the Line of Fire. I'll weigh in with my own thinking as well, my own thoughts on this from Scripture. I have no question that the Bible is full of talk about the wrath of God. I've written chapters about the wrath of God and preached on the wrath of God, and it is an overwhelming subject. And I know verses like Psalm 7:11, God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day. Leviticus 18 says that because of certain sins, the land would vomit out its inhabitants. Is that what's happening, or is that a wrong application of Scripture? Your calls and a whole lot more when we come back right here on the Line of Fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Reading from an article in Christian Post from Friday, March 25th, most evangelicals blame disasters on end times, polls finds. The poll also finds that 53% of white evangelicals believe that God punishes nations for the sins of its citizens. Last year, televangelist Pat Robertson had exclaimed that Haiti's earthquake was a curse for its voodoo history. Robertson made similar remarks about the 2005 hurricane that devastated the Gulf Coast, linking the tragedy to abortion. But no prominent evangelical leaders in America have publicly interpreted the recent tragedy in Japan as being judgment from God. So the question is it wrong? Is it arrogant thinking? Is it misguided thinking to say that somehow, perhaps, the tragic things in Japan that have taken place, the earthquake and tsunami, are divine judgments? Is it simply a natural explanation that that's It's just purely natural. It's just geographic. Is it that regardless, this is a sign of the end times, regardless of a specific judgment or not? I'm looking at some articles here that make the claim that this disaster in Japan is because of Japanese standing with the Palestinian Authority against Israel for years, since 1993, donating more than $1 billion towards to the Palestinian Authority. And the day of the earthquake and tsunami came out with a very aggressive, maybe Japan's most aggressive anti-Israel stance. Is this judgment on Japan for those reasons? Or if so, I mean, what does that have to do with all the elderly Japanese that didn't even know about this, or the Japanese children, babies that died? I mean, can you make that connection? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Before I give you my thoughts, I want to hear your thoughts. Does God use natural disasters as judgments? What about Japan? We'll start with Art in Marietta, Georgia. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey there, Michael. Art Ellison here from Atlanta, attend Bethel.
Hello, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Just wanted to let you know that the very morning that the earthquake and tsunami hit Japan, I had been in Bible study, and the Lord had given me two scriptures. And then when my wife turned on the TV, she called me to the TV set to see what was going on. And the scripture that the Lord had given me that morning was Jeremiah 9:24, which says, "But let him that glorious glory in this, that he understands and knows me, and that I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord."
You all right, so
judgment right in there with loving kindness and righteousness.
Yeah, you know, Art, aside from it being an amazing scripture, all scripture is amazing, but an amazing scripture among amazing scriptures, and having written a commentary on Jeremiah, a verse I looked at closely, we cannot forget that regardless of what happened in Japan, that God is a God in his goodness and righteousness who is a God who brings judgment in the earth today. And it's something I think that believers have often lost sight of. Let me say this. Each part of the body has its own grace, its own distinctives. But one thing about Messianic congregations and Messianic Jewish believers is that we often look at the whole of Scripture and don't ignore the Old Testament. And sometimes that helps us get a broader perspective on who God is. And then you keep reading in the New Testament, you see, okay, same God. So thank you for weighing in, sir. I appreciate it, Art. Art's telling us, well, regardless of Japan, and maybe he's making a more specific connection to Japan because of reading that verse that day, God does bring judgment in the earth. He is a God of judgment and a God of loving kindness. The question is this a judgment? Are natural disasters potential judgments? We've had folks say in the past, no, these are the works of Satan. Others say, no, this is completely natural. And others are looking for God's voice in every natural judgment, asking what he's saying through it. Aaron in Charlotte, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown, how are you?
I'm blessed, thank you.
All right. Hey, well, I had a question, but Art there kind of answered my question for me. So, I mean, it was good to listen, but I did have a question about, aren't there some preachers out there who preach that all incidents like this with the things in Japan and, you know, all these different natural disasters, aren't there some preachers out there who say that every bit of that is related to our sin and God's judgment, you know, upon us?
Yeah, there would be, let's say, several different takes that are all completely different. One would be that God being sovereign, God is at work, and he is bringing judgment, and because we have universally sinned as human beings, everything that happens like this is kind of a mini-judgment. There'd be another view that God is good and it's the thief, namely Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that any disasters like this are the work of the devil trying to destroy. And then there are others that would say it's completely natural and you can't blame God or the devil, which is why we raise the questions, and we'll do our best to make sense out of those different views as the program goes on, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Brown.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. 866-34-TRUTH. Tony in Georgia, but traveling near Jacksonville. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, I was just wanting to say it is a possible that it's
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Do you have GPS going in the background there or some other radio?
Okay, it's you I have going in the background. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, sir. I just would like to say that it is a potential judgment of God based on, you know, what happened in the Old Testament with Noah and the Ark and the flood, because God used the flood in order to bring judgment on the people.
All right, so you see that pattern in the past. God judged the earth with water. It does say that God will not wipe out the earth with a flood again, but the same types of things, same type of judgment. All right, thank you for weighing in, Tony. All right, before I go further in this, do you think we should even ask these questions? In other words, when you see something like this happen that is so cataclysmic, do you think it's fair to ask, is God saying anything? Do you think it's fair to ask, how do these things happen and how do they relate to God? Or are we playing games that we shouldn't play? I think we need to scope these things out and say it's important to ask questions because this is big. No, it may not mean that Jesus is coming in 48 hours from now, okay? It certainly doesn't mean that. It may not mean that it's all over. It may not mean that the Japanese people are more wicked than any other people. No one is saying that. I'm not saying that. But when you have something happen of this magnitude, and when you have a God who sits on the throne and rules and reigns and who is king and who is not surprised by the events, it's only fair to ask, how do these events interface with the goodness of God? How do they interface with the wrath and judgment of God? And what do these things say to us? If this was a judgment, shouldn't we know? And shouldn't we be telling the Japanese people to repent of some specific sin and to go to God for mercy? Or if this was a judgment, isn't there a lesson for the entire world? And for those who claim it's because of Israel's sins, Japan's sins, against Israel and speaking against Israel and siding with the Palestinians against Israel, if that, in fact, is the cause of this, then shouldn't the whole world be warned? And shouldn't we be bringing warnings along the way? On the other hand, if this is not divine judgment, isn't it giving people a bad picture of God by presenting in his judgment and saying that God does this and God does that as if he's just some angry, mean-spirited old man out to wipe people out? So you see why we need to wrestle these things through. I think we all know what our response is. Mercy on the Japanese people, outreach with the gospel to the Japanese people, do what we can to be a blessing to those suffering and in need and examine our own lives in light of the frailty of life. And I'll give you some of my own conclusions at the end of the broadcast today. But we're asking these questions for obvious reasons. We got a bunch of callers on hold. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. I spent many months preparing for a debate with Professor Bart Ehrman, not so much because of the specific debate, but because of the largeness of the subject, the Bible and the problem of suffering. The question of the goodness of God and the problem of evil, the question of how you can reconcile the God of the Old Testament, who seems to bring judgment and wrath and even call to wipe people out, with any concept of a good God. And what do you say to people in the midst of suffering? That debate took place last year at Ohio State University. We had a packed house. They got one of the larger halls available, close to 500 people packed out, people watching online. It's a great resource for those who have questions about the goodness of God, for non-believers, as well as for believers struggling with these things. We have a two-hour DVD debate and a CD as well that goes along with that, a message I preached on. What do you do? I mean, so much suffering, pain. What do you do? So if you'd like to get hold of these, give us a call. We've got them at a special price today. Call 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978 to take advantage of some special resources that we think will be a real help to you today. We'll be back with your calls.
Fire we want, for fire we plead.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you for joining us today on The Line of Fire as we talk about a difficult and sensitive issue, namely natural disasters and divine judgment. 866-34-TRUTH. Hey, for those of you that are listening right now, at the half-hour mark, a whole bunch more stations join us with a whole bunch more callers that want to get in and share their opinions. So those that want to get in, our phones have been jammed through the day today. Now is a good time to call 866-34-TRUTH. And what I'm finding interesting demographically to see where different people in America are weighing in on this, we discussed this in the previous hour in different parts of America where we air the program now, on with all of you folks here in the second hour. To catch both hours later in the day by podcast, go to askdrbrown.org, click on The Line of Fire. We've also got links to other resources of help to you there as well. All right, Carol in Philadelphia, what's your take on this?
Peace and blessing. Man has made a material world out of the womb of creation. There's nothing here on this earth that the Blessed Spirit didn't bring out and gave us everything we need, our nourishment, our food, and everything else. It wasn't supposed to be violated by material means and things like that. How would you like somebody to go into your body and take your intestines and make cars out of them and things of that sort? Just as the acorn is to the tree and the tree is to the acorn, we have the seed of God in us. It's already there. The seed, the soul seed, is within us. We don't activate that no more. We go to school.
Just to understand, Carol, so how does this play out? You're saying that what happened in Japan is just the result of us violating the earth over a period of years?
Yes. It's just like a child. You can feed it too much and then you get too full. Sometimes they'll throw it back up. You know,
got it.
You got the earth on the terrible. But look at our waters. They're poison. Look at our mind and our conduct and our ways and bombs and disease. And that's not supposed to be here. Earth was once a paradise, but the scripture says like this, that it's going to return, and the lion and the lamb will lay down together. It's going to be peace on earth.
That is something to look forward to. Hey, Carol, thanks for weighing in so clearly and passionately. I do appreciate that. Elizabeth in Katy, Texas, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed, thanking God. How about you?
The same, thank you. Just wanted to kind of talk about the natural disaster. I actually was a hurricane victim of Hurricane Rita and lost my home and all my material possessions. But
oh, boy.
I sit here and cry and whine and say it's a terrible thing, but you know what? It brought me closer to the Lord and actually made me realize what was important in life. Was my family, my Lord, my family, and then everything else follows behind that. So, you know, I think that that sometimes it's a wake-up call, and natural disasters are a wake-up call to those of us that have been lazy and sleeping over the time to rise up, to understand what we're supposed to be doing as Christians, and also, as I said earlier to you, sprinkle seeds, be the farmers, and cultivate those seeds, and teach people how to become closer to the Lord. If we all do that and we all take part in that, then I think you will see a change in the world. But we as Christians have to stand up and be counted and help other people find their way, because a lot of people out there are lost. I was at one time.
Got it. All right, Elizabeth, thank you for weighing in with a firsthand account. So loses everything in the natural, helps her to turn to God, and sees a redemptive purpose in what, in her mind, was a wake-up call. Angela in Phoenix, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hey, glad to talk to you. Listen, I don't really pay attention to a lot of the big stuff that's happening. What I feel like as a Christian is that if I was there or I'm here, God puts it on my heart to help a person, whether it's financially or personally, reaching out to them, doing whatever I can, ministering to them. Then I just direct them to God and the scriptures. But I believe we pay a lot of attention to these big events. But this is no different than the regular life of a believer. We know that there's tragedies that come in the regular life of a believer, and this is just what's happening here on this earth right now. I don't feel like it's a judgment any more than it would be a judgment if something bad has happened to my family, my child dies or whatever. Is that a judgment? I mean, it's a tragedy, but this is what happens in our life. We're to direct them to God his word and support him.
All right, so your perspective is the same, large or small, in terms of how we approach things. Hey, Angela, I appreciate you weighing in very much. Thank you. 866-34-TRUTH. I'm getting to as many calls as possible, so again, some of you may have even more to share, but I'm doing my best to get to the heart of what you have to say so that we can hear from as many of you as we can. You can get into an ongoing conversation on Facebook. Ask Dr. Brown, ask Dr. Brown, where we also post lots of good things through the day. Keith in Winston-Salem, what is your take, sir?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, you know, it's possible it could be a judgment. We don't know, because we don't know the heart of God and his will as what he wants done. But, I know anytime calamity comes up like this, we don't understand. And, you know, the book of Job's a perfect example of that. But two lessons I just want to say. One, regardless, I think we should always revere and fear the Lord, for he is the Lord. And two, sometimes I think things like this may happen for him to test man's faith and to see if we really rely on him.
Got it. All right, so two wise comments in the midst of this. I appreciate it, Keith. You know, again, these are questions we need to ask because the attention of the world is on this, and in centuries past, these things would almost automatically be taken to be signs from God. Have we moved beyond that? Have we become more enlightened? Have we realized that we had kind of a negative view of God that does not always point in the right direction in terms of who he is? Or have we lost all fear of the Lord? Have we lost any sense of God acting in the earth? Isaiah chapter 26, I'll quote this once more, verse 9, my soul yearns for you in the night, in the morning my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. Is this supposed to be an opportunity for people of the world to learn righteousness? Mark in Portland, Oregon, I'm going to get to you on the other side of the break because I'm looking at the clock and the clock is against us. I want to say this clearly, though, as clearly as I can. When we are talking about human lives, when we are talking about terrible suffering, when we're talking about calamity beyond the likes of which most of us, not all, but most of us can relate to firsthand, at times like that, and when we're also speaking of who God is and his nature, we need to tread carefully. We need to tread carefully. Perhaps God is speaking prophetic words and prophetic warnings. We better be clear when we speak in his name on his behalf, especially when it relates to human suffering. This is not abstract. This is not just an abstract theological discussion about some minute disagreement among Christians. This is something that affects the reputation of God. This is something that affects human lives. So we tread carefully. 866-34-TRUTH online. AskDrBrown.org. Click on the line of fire. We'll be back with your calls, my comments, and an update that you want to hear. Trust me. Shake the nation, change the world.
Change the world. It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Listen to these verses from the Word of God. Revelation 6, I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. The stars in the sky fell to earth as late figs drop from a fig tree shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us! And hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath is come. And who can stand?" Isaiah 29:6, "The Lord Almighty will come with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with windstorm and tempest and flames and a devouring fire." Psalm 7, "God is a righteous judge, a God who expresses his wrath every day." We're asking the question today on the Line of Fire. as we look at the disaster, the tragedy in Japan, can we in any way connect this to divine judgment? Is it right for us to say that sometimes God uses natural disasters to bring judgment? Can we say that these things are a sign of the end of the age, the end of the world? Or is it really to impugn things to God of which he's not guilty? I mean, picture if there's some mass murder in your neighborhood and you blame a neighbor on it that had nothing to do with it. Well, he must have done it because he... No, he was in another country. It had nothing to do with it. Are we making God look bad? Or when something like this happens, is this a time when we need to say, okay, what's God saying? What's God saying in the earth? 866-34-TRUTH online, AskDrBrown.org. Click on the line of fire. Mark in Portland, Oregon, thanks for holding. Welcome to the line of fire.
Yes, Michael, just a couple of thoughts here. I think it's important to keep in mind that even the post-apostolic fathers, century after Jesus' death, held to the same idea that was in Job, that Satan can manipulate nature. And number two, there's this technology called HARP, and we know that we have been trying to manipulate nature, so we don't know if this was not caused by our own dabbling. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
All right, so it could be human dabbling with the earth. That's not divine judgment as much as reaping what we sow, then.
Well, I think that, and I think that it could be divine judgment. I just don't think that we're in a position to know for sure. But it could be one of the three options that you've stated.
Got it. All right. Hey, Mark, thanks for weighing in, and thanks for mentioning HARP. I appreciate that. All right, here's what we want to think about. If this disaster took place in biblical days, do you think that the prophets would have been talking about it? Do you think that they would have a word for us, assuming, of course, that they knew what was happening in Japan? You know, we'll just put a different geographical perspective on Scripture. You see, when the Bible was being written and people under divine inspiration spoke about things, for example, Jesus warning about the destruction that was going to come on Jerusalem one generation later because of Jerusalem's failing to recognize the time of divine visitation, he warned, and it happened. The prophets would sometimes talk about disaster would happen, exile would happen. The prophecies of Amos are dated 2 years before the earthquake. And the prophecies begin with how God is going to thunder. So you're warning, God's going to thunder, judgment's coming, God's going to thunder, judgment's coming, wake up, and then an earthquake. Oh my God, something's happening. But without the prophetic warnings, can we attribute this to divine judgment? And there are some who say, you know, no. God judged everything on the cross, and he doesn't judge anymore. He doesn't judge in this earth. There'll be a final judgment, but he doesn't judge in this earth. I reject that scripturally for quite a number of reasons. But the point is, don't get this picture of God that he's just going about judging people, trying to wipe people out all the time. So we come back. I'm going to take as many of your calls as possible, get your perspective on this subject, and then weigh in with my own thoughts. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be back. Look forward to hearing from you on the other side of the break.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are going to the phones to get your take, your scriptural thoughts, your spiritual understanding. Can we answer the question, tsunami, earthquake in Japan, divine judgment or not? Do we dare speculate? Are these things just natural disasters? Are all natural disasters from God, from the devil? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll start with Kirby in Charlotte. Thanks for calling the line of fire.
Yes, Dr. Brown?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hey, good afternoon. This is Kirby Anthony calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I just wanted to say that certainly, you know, the scripture teaches us that, you know, there are times when God would judge the earth through natural disaster. I think Job also shows that in Job, you know, we see in scripture where God actually allowed the devil to attack Job's life, and there was some natural disaster, certainly on a much smaller scale.
But I think, you know, it's like you said, I love the comment you made at the beginning of the show about how that, you know, the Messianic Jewish people look at the whole scripture. They take the whole truth. And you know, I too am. I'm a student of the Old Testament. I'm not a Messianic Jew. I'm actually a pastor in Charlotte, North Carolina. But I certainly think that this could, it may very well be a judgment from the Lord. But also I think that it's very important for Christians to be wise. And during these times, we have to be careful about what we attribute God's judgment mm-hmm. and different things like that. We have to certainly read. This is an excellent time, as you already stated, to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I would certainly say that, you know, leaders in the church right now, we just have to be careful to not start shouting from the rooftops, oh, God is judging you, God is doing this. There will be a time for that. There will be a time for us to explain, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, Jesus loves you and, you know, he came and died for your sin. And if you, you know, all that, I'm not making light of it by saying all of that. But
no, I understand. Hey, Kirby, thank you for weighing in. I know you have a lot more to say. I'm trying to get to as many calls as possible, but thank you, sir, for weighing in clearly. And yes, the time will come. Regardless of what anyone thinks of what happened in Japan right now, and again, we're talking about human lives, and we're talking about the reputation of God, therefore we're very careful in what we say, but the time will absolutely come when we will be sounding the alarm loud and clear. Gary in Tarpon Springs, Florida, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, sir. You know, I quite agree with the previous speaker that we can get so much caught up in the things of the world and everything that's going on in the world, that we can get off focus. The church can get off focus. And if we don't keep focused on what God wants us to do, and that is being about our Father's business and reaching the lost, you know, he doesn't give us the days or the hour of when he's coming. He tells us what to look for. And it's fine to look for those things. It's good and okay, but he wants us not to be caught up in it. And I think we have a danger of being caught up in it, and it prohibits the church, his people, from going about doing what he wants us to do, and that's reach lost souls for Christ. And I think,
all right, so we need to keep our focus, and maybe we get too caught up with the speculating or with the end times questioning and things like that. Hey, Gary, thank you for weighing in, sir. I appreciate it. Oh, let's go to Lori in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi. You know, I think that there has been quite a bit of wisdom imparted from different callers, and I think that there's a bit of all of that. That is true. The lady a couple of calls ago that was saying how, you know, this is not how the earth was created, but, you know, we have the free will to do whatever we want to this earth, and things like this come about as a result of that. As far as judgment, you know, I think a country can be very much, is an organism very much like a human being. And sometimes human beings, when they suffer a lot, you hear this, it sounds like a platitude, like, well, you've been entrusted with this great tragedy. But in a way, I kind of, you know, I think of the Japanese people as being a very special and amazing people who have already overcome very much. And I do feel, and the other thing, by the way, don't mean to be all over the place here, but the other thing too is when you have a huge tragedy, that's when God shows up, even in non-believers, just that we're all made in the spirit, in his image, the goodness of God that is intrinsic in mankind shows up to minister to each other and so on and
right.
so forth. And then those Christians that are there, people are much more open to hear.
Right,
them.
Believers can make a difference then. People are asking questions and there's a lot of shaking going on. Hey, I appreciate that. And it's easy to be all over the place with lots of thoughts because this is a wide-ranging subject and there are many different perspectives. Ken in Stowe, Pennsylvania, what's your take?
Hi, Dr. Brown. Well, very quickly, one thing is that we're guaranteed on the basis of scriptures that we will be seeing earthquakes and tragedies and those kinds of things. And to not see those would suggest that God is a liar. We know he's not. Second, it's very easy to decide that these things are judgments. Book of Job shows us that at times things are going to happen that are not necessarily judgments of God. There may be messages. It may just be part of the story. We're seeing signs. As we get close, one thing that's for sure is we're closer to the end times every day now.
Would you then be expecting to see more and more things like this as we get closer and closer to the end?
Yeah, I would, sticking with the scriptures, I would say that we would.
Got it.
But to say that it's somebody's being punished, there's one last real quick point, and that is that it's. I think one of the things that's going to happen is that Japan is largely, Buddhist and Shintoist with some Christianity. Well, one of the things that's already happening is that as they get help from people, evangelicals are doing some of their work over there. So, one of the byproducts of all this is that there's going to be more people that get saved strictly because they've got a tragedy and they're getting a lot of this outside influence and help.
So. Right. Yeah, and there is that perspective. It's a very sad thing, Ken, that you look at the glory of how God's moving in China and how God's moved in South Korea in the last century or 50 years, and then you see Japan has been so largely untouched by the gospel, even though it's had it for so many centuries. It is time for mercy to be poured out on Japan, regardless of the cause of this. Yes, great opportunity for the gospel to go forth. Wynn in Raleigh, North Carolina, thanks for calling the line of fire. All right, Wynn had something interesting to tell us, but we didn't get to Wynn. 866-34-TRUTH. Wally in Beechwood, New Jersey, thanks for calling the line of fire.
How's it going?
It's going fine. Go ahead.
Yes, I really do think that is symbolic of a lot of things, you know, that are happening. And just in general also, you know, just the way things are with the things also that are happening with the churches, how a lot of people have fallen away from the church. I mean, you hear a lot of these horror stories that are happening with the churches, with pastors, with priests, you know. It doesn't seem to be just fading away, you know. But as far as that happening on the 11th of March, that can also be symbolic also of 2011, you know, this very year. Now, I mean, there was a lot of other signs and things. Even look at Hades last year, people are saying, oh, well, why is this happening to Hades? God must be mad at Hades, and you know, because they have other gods, whatever. No, that's just symbolic of what's going to be happening with the whole world soon, not just with Hades. These are signs that, you know, things are going to happen.
Right, you know, just to jump in, because we're up against a break, Wally, but you know, in Luke the 13th chapter, Jesus is dealing with people who say, hey, you know, look at these people who are killed by Pilate and so on. And Jesus says, hey, were they more wicked than anyone else? He said, no, except you repent, you'll all perish. In other words, we're all universally guilty. We're all under judgment. We all deserve punishment, but God is willing to have mercy on us. You know, I will be wrestling with these issues very much in the coming years with God's help as I work on a commentary on the book of Job. And when Nancy and I met at the age of 19, she was an atheist, and I helped lead her to the Lord. And we've talked many, many years about the problem of suffering and the goodness of God. I want you to stay tuned. We've got a special resource I believe will be of great help to you. Stay tuned. We'll be back with your calls.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are taking as many calls as we can, so all of you about to weigh in on this important and difficult subject on natural disasters, are they divine judgments? Think through what you want to say. And then weigh in. We want to hear from as many as possible today on the line of fire, 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to take a few more calls, and then I'm going to give you some of my thoughts and then share with you something just happened online that I think will be of interest to you. Let's see. Danielle in Cleveland, Ohio, thanks for calling the line of fire.
Hi. I'll be brief. Haiti. because of all the oil being sucked out of the Gulf of Mexico, creating these enormous caverns underground, physics dictates in geology that if you create an enormous cavern, eventually it will collapse in on itself. I believe that quite possibly that earthquake was caused by our consumption of oil. And also, I believe, because of our worship of oil and the automobile, which Japan has profited tremendously from, this was a direct judgment of God, basically because when God judges, he always begins with idolatry and the makers of idols.
Mm. All right,
over
and
over.
All right, Danielle, thank you for weighing in clearly. I appreciate that. Kelly in Tucker, Georgia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, Mike, thank you for taking my call. And what you, the verse you mentioned in Luke 13, where Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll likewise perish. I think that's a very applicable verse. I knew a missionary couple in Japan. They said that the amount of evangelical Christians is around 0.5%.
And yes, because absolutely tiny.
Because they say we can't be Christian because we're Japanese, because their culture is around the Buddhist faith.
Right. How would you tie this in with the specific question then?
About whether this was judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can assume it is, because just like Job's three friends, for us to assume that would be us trying to claiming to know more about God's plan than we know. And
all right.
We don't know, but I think the people that are there, whether there's earthquake or not, you know, they need to repent, you know.
Yeah, got it. All right. Hey, Kelly, I'm sorry to cut you off, just trying to get to as many calls as possible, but thank you, sir, for weighing in. Daniel in Atlanta, what's your take?
Hello?
You're on.
Okay. Yeah, you cut out for a second. But anyway, I think we should look at Romans 8:28 and get some strength from that. All things work together for good. As far as if it's a sign, I believe that individual prophet will know, just like the prophet Jonah. He wasn't allowed to not prophesy. So if someone has a prophecy in that nature, they will know. But other than that, none of us will, you know, even Jesus,
all right,
none of us will know the hour.
So outside of specific prophetic revelation, we would have no way of knowing this is judgment. Hey, thank you for weighing in. And yes, God can bring good out of all kinds of pain, disaster. Robert in St. Mary's, Georgia, your take, sir.
Yes, doctor. Thanks for having me today. And I just want to say that in Matthew 24, God continues to tell us that, you know, there will be birthing pains. There will be the time. But this is not necessarily a specific judgment on a people, because if God was going to judge a people, as he did in the Old Testament over and over again, we would all be under that same judgment, not just a specific place like Haiti or Japan or those, but this is just a sign of the time where he said, I will be returning. Remember, don't believe what all they said. Just remember to look at the sign. I am returning. Get ready. And so that's what we can do. We can help these people in any way we can in Japan and in Haiti and Syria, all these places, and let them know God is returning. You need to get ready.
Got it. Thank you, Robert, for weighing in clearly. I appreciate that. Friends, if you're not able to get through to us as you've tried during the broadcast, please go to AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. You can weigh in there. Take your time to write out your opinions, your thoughts, your scriptural insights, and interact with others. Let me give you my bottom line first, and then this important update. Yes, God does judge in the earth today. He remains a righteous judge, and he does judge, and he can use natural disasters in judgment. And when judgment happens, many people who are not directly involved, quote, the innocent, get affected as well, because we are peoples, we are nations, we are not just individuals, and things happen on a much wider scale than just the one person involved. That being said, we need to be very careful with making pronouncements. If there is specific judgment, I would think that there would be prophetic warnings first. And those prophetic warnings would call on a people to repent of certain sins before judgment came. And then that way they would be able to connect the sin and the judgment. Without specific warnings, I would say clearly that natural disasters still remind us how fragile this world is and how fragile we are, how sin-soaked this earth is, and how ripe for judgment it is, how everything will ultimately be shaken so that only God's unshakable kingdom may remain, and that this does remind us that this world is not eternal in its present form, that the King one day will return, and that all of us need to cry out for mercy and extend mercy to those hurting, regardless of the specific nature and cause of this disaster. A quick update for you to let you know, friends, that you are making a difference. We have encouraged you to go to Amazon.com and order a copy of my book, A Queer Thing Happens to America. If you haven't ordered it yet, go to Amazon.com, find out why people are saying this could be the most controversial book of the decade. Find out why it is now coming under attack in the gay activist community. Get a hold of the book. It will be eye-opening, even life-changing as you read it. But as you order on Amazon.com, what happens is it brings the book to the attention of many secular, non-believing readers, folks that we want to read it. It's brought it to the attention of some Jewish gay activists that have opposed me in the past, that we pray for and, in fact, have offered to have the main gentleman involved, Wayne Basin, on the program with us. He said he can't fit in the schedule right yet. Perhaps in the future he'll join us. But these folks, an organization called Truth Wins Out, who were instrumental in getting a petition drive against Exodus International, the ministry that helps people come out of homosexuality, they were instrumental in getting an app on iTunes with Exodus International removed. These folks have come out bashing me today. Anti-gay author wants attention. And, with cute comments that I'm a pompous egomaniac and things like that. So we want to pray for Wayne and Evan. Write those names down. Wayne and Evan. Pray for the blessing and goodness of God to flood their lives. And if you haven't yet ordered your book, go to Amazon.com. Order A Queer Thing Happened to America. If you've gotten your book, as soon as you get into it, write a review. Tell your friends to get the book. Order from Amazon.com. It's making a difference. Word is getting out. Remember our special resources for the show, 1-800-278-9978. Back with you tomorrow.